I'm going to now read the entire 17th chapter of the book of Revelation. And I'm going to be referring to it many times in the message, so you may want to keep your Bibles open if you don't already do so. Revelation chapter 17. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. You could also use the word astonishment. And the angel said unto me, Wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns. The beast that thou sawest was, and is not, and shall ascend into the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell in the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was, and is not, and yet is. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. And there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come, and when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, and he is of the seventh, and goeth into perdition. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And he saith unto me, The waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Powerful chapter. May God help us today. You may be seated. I am going to attempt to open up the 17th chapter of Revelation today in a way that I know. I know this with absolute certainty, that it will not win me any popularity contests in these ecumenically blinded and supporting times. But if what I say is a right dividing of this chapter, something that you will have to decide for yourself, then you will understand the 7 points of application I will make when I reach the end of this message. Now, I am going to introduce what John has explained or revealed to him in this chapter by asking a question, as I often do. Now, I know that there are many answers that could be given for this question, but I'm going to ask it with a particular answer in mind in light of having reached Revelation 17 that reveals what I believe John is having revealed to him in this chapter. But if I was to ask you to give me an example that shows you that the Bible is not believed in the world today, is not believed in America today, and is not believed in how many churches in the world today, what might you give as an answer? I will give you one. I will give you one in light of the 17th chapter of Revelation. How many in the world, how many in America today, and how many churches believe that the Roman Catholic Church and the papacy that oversees it is a valid church, when in reality, it is the woman pictured as a whore or harlot in Revelation 17. Whoa, somebody sucked air into their lungs when I said that. Now, in giving this answer that would shock who knows how many in the world today and in how many churches, I want to be very clear with respect to this. I'm not expressing any animosity or hatred towards any Roman Catholic. May they hear the words addressed to the people of God in Revelation 18:4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, saying, come out of her, my people. Excuse me, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and ye receive not of her plagues, as so many have done. As so many have done since the Reformation. And may the numbers increase to the glory of God. For I repeat, I bear no animosity or hatred towards those blinded by the devil's masterpiece, the Roman church state. It is the teachings and it is the practices of the Roman Catholic Church that she is not ashamed to proclaim to the world her blasphemies that show her to be the mystery Babylon of Revelation 17. Even as John has this truth revealed to him in the first century. Because, friends, if the Roman Catholic Church overseen by the popes is not what John is having revealed to him, I confess I do not know what John is being shown. Now, it would not surprise me that many, even in non-Roman Catholic churches, have not heard this teaching today, because let's be honest, in the minds of many people, even many in the church, Revelation is seen as an undecipherable book. Best left alone. And when you add to this idea the very popular but different, dare I say, incorrect approaches to the book, supported by the Roman Catholic Church, even instituted by them to prevent people seeing or being revealed in Revelation, it's not hard to understand why stating what I have just stated is shocking and unacceptable to how many, not just to lost Roman Catholics, but to how many in non-Roman Catholic churches. But prior to proceeding through this chapter, notice verse 7. And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the 7 heads and 10 horns. Notice, John is going to have revealed to him who this powerfully described woman is picturing. Remember again the imagery, the metaphors. We are shown pictures that point to other things, but enough details are given so that it is possible to determine what is being revealed. Remember what this book is called. What is this book called? It's called the Book of Revelation. It's not called the Book of Concealment. It's the Book of Revelation. And if I was to list the number of evangelical commentators prior to the 20th century, men like John Gill and Charles Haddon Spurgeon, to name just two, who saw the Roman Catholic Church under the popes being revealed in this chapter, this message would need to be much longer. And I say this not to have you think, well, you better believe this, because, I mean, John Gill believed it, and Charles Haddon Spurgeon believed it, because so-and-so believed it, and so-and-so believed it, I need to believe it. Perish the thought. Perish the thought. But to illustrate the fact that the prevalent and popular understanding of Revelation, known as dispensational premillennialism, was not embraced in the way it was before the 1850s. Now, what reasons can be given to show that the Roman Catholic Church or the Roman Church State? Because remember, where does the Pope reside? He resides in Vatican City. He resides in Vatican City. And that's seen as a state. It is the Roman Catholic Church's independent city-state. Another name is Holy See, ruling over every Roman Catholic Church in the world. But what is John shown that reveals the truth about the Roman Catholic or the Roman Church state under the popes in Revelation 17? Well, where are we historically in the book of Revelation? Oh, but the seventh vial of history has been poured out. Papal Rome, having arisen out of the ashes of pagan Rome, has lost its power over the nations it once ruled, with none except true believers opposing it, as the study of history clearly shows. For over 1,000 years, as history shows, the Holy Roman Empire was ruled by the Roman Catholic Church and the papacy, and to oppose it was for how many? A death sentence. Truth John is astonished at in this chapter, but is writ large over the records of actual human history to any willing to look. But despite the killing of believers, her unbiblical teachings, and her numerous unscriptural practices, let's be honest, the Roman Catholic Church still wants, even expects, to be seen as a Church of Christ. And is seen as being so by how many today? For how many today see the Roman Catholic Church as a legitimate church? An understanding of the Revelation 17 conflicts with. For understand something as I begin to look at this chapter. I'm going to open it up with the view, with the conviction that what John and you are being shown is the Roman Catholic Church or the Roman Church state ruled by the popes. Jesus knows that his people need a clear understanding of this false church that rose out of the dying embers of Rome pagan, and you are given this revelation in Revelation 17. Because to expose her true nature, who comes to John? Verse 1. Who comes to John? And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Now this judgment will be described in Revelation 18. But John and the people of God need to see who is being judged, which is what Revelation 17 reveals. Now I don't dispute that this is strong language. It's even shocking language. But in order to see the Roman Catholic Church ruled by the Pope, strong language is needed, friends. Especially today. Why? Why is she revealed as a great whore or harlot? For this strong language cannot be applied to Rome pagan or to America. Because neither became a harlot or whore like the Roman Church did historically. Remember what Old Covenant Israel was called when it embraced the idolatry of the nations. What was it called? It was called a harlot. Isaiah 1, verse 21, just one of many verses I could refer to. How is the faithful city become a harlot? It was full of judgment, righteousness lodged in it, but now murderers. Remember, the church in Rome that Paul wrote to in Rome in the first century was a biblical church. It was a biblical church, but with the collapse of Rome pagan in the 5th century, it became an apostate church. It became a harlot, expecting all churches to bow down to its false teachings and practices. It is this false church that John is having revealed to him, because the Roman Catholic Church wants to be seen and even professes to be the bride of Christ. But in reality, she is the exact opposite. Her teachings and history since she began to see herself as the church that all other churches should submit to and follow is something that how many in evangelicalism are not even aware of today. Because notice who she is pictured as sitting upon. That sitteth upon many waters. And here is another clear example of Revelation being a book of imagery, of metaphors pointing to something else. Because where is John carried to have the harlot woman revealed to him? Verse 3. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. Wilderness can also be translated desert. Friends, there's not much water in a desert. There's not much water in a desert. So what is the many waters a picture of? Verse 15. See? Verse 15 gives you the answer. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. How is the Pope described even today by the term the Holy See of Rome, or the Holy Seat of Rome is where the Pope sits? What does the Holy See mean? The See of Rome, commonly known as the Holy See, is the jurisdiction of the Pope, the Bishop of Rome. Such jurisdiction includes the worldwide Catholic Church over peoples and nations and tongues, even today. Christ is not seen as the head of the Roman Catholic Church. The popes are. Plus, what has history clearly revealed? Verse 2. With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. No nation, as far as I know, has ever submitted to a Baptist church. But the nations of the world have submitted to the Roman Catholic Church, and history is filled with examples of this. How many know that the Roman Catholic Church, through the Pope, signed a concordat with Nazi Germany in World War II? A concordat is an agreement between a pope and a sovereign or government for the regulation of ecclesiastical matters. The Roman church state sees itself as having two swords, civil and ecclesiastical. And a study of history over the last 1,500 years will reveal the number of nations willingly submitted to and doing the bidding of the Roman Catholic Church and the popes. I'll ask you, have you ever heard of the Crusades? Thankfully, some of you are shaking your heads. You've heard of the Crusades. What were the Crusades? It were nations of men following the teaching or the command of the Pope to invade what was called the Holy Land. Nations following the commands of the popes to kill those who need Christ or who confessed Christ. So John is carried in the Spirit into the wilderness, and what does he see? Verse 3. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. Now, seeing John being given a vision of the Roman Catholic Church under the popes, the question that can be asked and should be asked, does actual history reveal what is being revealed and pictured here? A woman sitting upon a scarlet-colored beast having influence over those of political power. Friends, history does. The popes for 1,200 years expected to be listened to. And it cost how many their lives for not doing so? Again, simple facts of history to any willing to examine history show this. Notice this, full of names of blasphemy. Friends, this is just a brief sampling of what the popes have wanted to be called and expect to be called, despite the clear teachings of the scriptures that oppose these titles being given to a fallen sinner. Just three: Most Blessed Father. We're not to call any man on earth Father. And yet that's what the popes expect to be called: Most Blessed Father, His Holiness, and even God on earth. Plus, at its height, the Holy Roman Empire under the popes had 10 nations willingly under its authority, as seen by the Crusades. But notice, having 7 heads. Remember, Scripture interprets Scripture. What does verse 9 say with regard to the 7 heads as John has the great whore revealed to him? Verse 9, and here is the mind which hath wisdom. The 7 heads are 7 mountains on which the woman sitteth. Mountains can also be translated hills. What city is known universally as the city on 7 hills? Universally, Rome. The city on 7 hills. These 7 hills even have names. And there have been festivals associated with them. John is having revealed to him that the woman is the false church of Rome. He is having revealed to him where it is situated. Where is it situated? The city on 7 hills, Rome. How do you know this? What is the last thing mentioned in verse 3? And 10 horns. But what do you read in verse 12 about these 10 horns? And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. 1 hour could also be translated for a time. But notice, John is having future history. He's having future history revealed to him, which have received no kingdom as yet from John's perspective. From the perspective of the first century. Remember, Revelation is written from the perspective of John in the first century, before these things took place. And history reveals that there were 10 kingdoms for a time that were all submitted to the Roman Catholic Church and papacy. Listen again. Which have received no kingdom as yet. See? John is being shown something future. Revelation is revealed history. It's not transtemporal, as many have tried to interpret Revelation. What do I mean by transtemporal? Above time. Without any reference to actual time. But that is not how John is understanding it. Add to this statement in verse 12, which have received no kingdom as yet, from John's perspective, to the precise time markers already considered, and understanding Revelation as having no reference to actual time is not supportable by the book of Revelation itself. Moving on to verse 4, you are given a description of the woman. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Arrayed in purple and scarlet. Friends, these are the official colors of the popes and the leadership of the Roman Catholic Church. And I see someone who used to be a Catholic shaking his head. These are the official colors of the popes and the leadership of the Roman Catholic Church. And friends, this is fascinating. Do a simple internet search with the words purple papacy or scarlet papacy or gold papacy or precious stones papacy and click on images. And I ask you what conclusion is reasonable to make as to who John is seeing pictured. And what is John told the woman has in her hand? Having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. I ask you, friends, and I grew up in lost liberalism. But I ask you, what is used in the Mass? What is lifted up? A cup. What color is it? a golden cup. A golden cup. A golden cup denying the finished work of Christ every time it is lifted up. Then Rome papal is named in verse 5, and upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Mystery, something revealed by the scriptures. The Bible reveals the true nature of the Roman Catholic Church in a fascinating fact of history. What did the popes have written on their precious stone-adorned hats called mitres before they removed it when the scriptures became available to the people? What was written on that mitre, that hat? You know what word was written on it? Mystery. The woman hidden in plain sight. The Roman Catholic Church under the popes, for based on what is revealed to John in verse 9, the seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. John would know he is seeing the woman being pictured residing in Rome. But the persecution of pagan Rome against the church was no mystery to John. This was no mystery to John and the believers in the first century. They were going through it. But that a biblical church that Paul wrote to in Rome would depart from this faith once delivered to the saints and reach the point in history that it would kill believers. Now that is the mystery of the Roman church state, and that it is seen as a church of Jesus Christ even today. Next part of her name, Babylon the Great. Now time does not permit me but do a study of how the Roman Catholic Church has incorporated with Christian names the very things practiced by Old Covenant Babylon. Just one example of what I mean. Why was Old Covenant Israel judged? For worshiping the Queen of Heaven. For worshiping the Queen of Heaven. I ask you, friends, and you can study this out for yourself, and it's not hard. What is the anti-Mary of Roman Catholicism called? What's she called? She's called the Queen of Heaven. There is even a Mary Queen of Heaven Roman Catholic Church. Mystery Babylon, hidden in plain sight. The mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. How many Roman Catholic churches are there in the world? Even today, what is every one of them expected to do? Preach and teach according to the teachings of the popes, not the scriptures. Not only her teaching, the history she doesn't want known. The mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. The Roman Catholic Church is known for shuffling around pedophile priests and covering it up. The settlements it has paid out for these abuses is in the billions of dollars. The revelations of, say, former priests and nuns as to what goes on behind the walls of the covenants or convents of the Roman Catholic Church is not easy reading. But how is she described? The first part of verse 6, and I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. Friends, this is simply a fact of history for anyone willing to research it. What is Fox's Book of Martyrs? A sobering description of this fact of history. And as John is shown this fact of revealed history, what is his response? The end of verse 6. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Now, we think of admiration as approval or liking something, but John is expressing amazement. He's expressing amazement at what he is seeing. Great is the Greek word from which we get mega. He is expressing mega amazement at what he is being shown. Now, John can't be expressing mega amazement at Rome pagan, the government that was in power in the Seven Hills when he was on the Isle of Patmos, but he is seeing what Rome papal has done. The very body claiming to be the Church of Christ, killing those who make up the body of Christ, numbering in the tens of millions. But because of this response by John, what does the angel say he will do? Verse 7. And the angel said unto me, Wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the 7 heads and 10 horns. The angel is about to explain who the woman is. Verse 8. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend into the bottomless pit and go into perdition, and they that dwell in the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. Non-believers will not be able to see or understand that Rome papal is Mystery Babylon. Why do I say this? Why will non-believers wonder at, even be shocked, that there will be those who see the woman of Revelation 17 as the false church of Rome under the popes? Because they can't understand what John is told at the end of verse 8. And they that dwell in the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. Referring to non-believers when they behold the beast that was and is not, and yet is. How can the beast that was not, yet is? And that's an interesting statement. But when you understand Rome and its two historical forms being referred to, when they behold the beast that was, pagan Rome, and is not. Pagan Rome fell in the 5th century, and yet is what replaced Rome pagan, Rome papal. Rome papal is still with us with all its false teachings and practices already pictured in this chapter. And what title is given to the popes today that were used by the leaders in pagan Rome? Pontifex Maximus. The supreme priest. But friends, who's the only priest a believer needs? Who's the only priest a believer needs or wants to represent them before God, the Lord Jesus Christ? And how do you know that the false church of Rome will be situated in Rome? Terth already referred to. Verse 9, and here is the mind which hath wisdom, the 7 heads or 7 mountains on which the woman sitteth. John would have understood that Rome, the seat of authority in the 1st century that had imprisoned him in the Isle of Patmos, was being referred to. Where does the Roman Catholic Church oversee its many churches? The 7 hilled city. Vatican City, Rome, coins have been minted showing this truth. Remember, John was the first to receive this. He would have understood that Rome was being referred to. And to reinforce this, he is told something about kings. Verse 10. And there are 7 kings. 5 are fallen, and 1 is. And the other is not yet come, and when he cometh, he must continue a short space. Something few know today, and something I did not know until trying to understand who was being referred to. But John would have known this about Roman leadership. The form or type of leadership that Rome was under while John was on the Isle of Patmos was the 6th form of Roman government. The Caesars. 5 are fallen from the perspective of John in the 1st century, and 1 is. The Caesars. There would be a 7th, a form of Roman leadership prior to the 8th, which is the Roman papacy. Verse 11, and the beast that was and is not, even he is the 8th, and he is of the 7th, and goeth into perdition. After pagan Rome fell in the 5th century under the 7th form of leadership, Rome papal arose to assume the 8th form of leadership that wanted the world to see it as Christian, even as it persecuted and killed Christians. But what else is John shown? Verse 12. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings as 1 hour with the beast. Notice again, John is being told this is future from his perspective. Which have received no kingdom as yet. You can't fit preterism into this verse. Preterism is seeing the book of Revelation looking back to something already fulfilled, the destruction of Jerusalem, but this is future to John, not past. This is something that is yet to take place. The Holy Roman Empire under the power of the popes clearly fulfills what John is being shown, verses 13 and 14. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. How did these 10 kingdoms under the power of the papacy try to make war with the Lamb? By killing those who would not submit to the teachings of the popes. Again, do a study of actual history. There was a time when the popes ruled over whole peoples and nations. Verse 15, and he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. But don't just think of all the people who were under the authority of the popes prior to the Reformation. In how many countries today are there Roman Catholic churches? All pledging allegiance to the Holy See in Rome and the popes residing in Rome and the teachings of the popes. But it is another fact of history that this supremacy did not last. By 1870, no nation was submitted to the Roman Catholic Church and the popes as they had been centuries before. Verse 16, and the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore and shall make her desolate and naked and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. The loss of the dictatorial power of the papacy over the nations came to an end, starting with the French Revolution and when Napoleon Bonaparte had the current pope arrested. And the fact that the Roman Catholic state and papacy still exist is ordained of God. It's decreed of God until the return of Christ. And remember, who was the first believer to receive this revelation about the woman? John was on the Isle of Patmos. What is he told about her finally? Verse 18, and the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Friends, what is the only city that John would have thought of when he heard this? Rome. Rome pagan, the Rome that persecuted John. Rome pagan that is now gone. But friends, Rome papal is still with us. Rome papal is still with us and wants to be seen as the only church of Christ. Because when it had the power of the physical sword, it had no problem killing those who rejected its false teachings about itself. But when it lost that power, it has not lost its desire to be seen as the only true church. Because what are churches that reject the primacy of the papacy called today by Rome? What are they called? Separated brethren. They're called separated brethren who need to be brought back into the fold of Roman Catholicism by the deceptive means being used today. Not come out from her, as the next chapter tells believers to do, but come back to Mother Church. But John and you are told the truth about the Roman Catholic Church under the popes in numerous ways in this one chapter. So what points of application can I make? In view of what John has revealed to him in the 17th chapter. As I mentioned at the beginning, I will close with 7 points of application and they will be brief. First, don't succumb to the push by the Pope for a one world religion with the Pope as head. See the papacy for what it is, the Antichrist of Scripture and the Roman Church state for what it is, Mystery Babylon. Second, pray that those who are supportive of and pushing for a reunion with Rome and see the Roman church state as a valid church would see their folly and repent. Because there are evangelicals pushing for that. Third, be very careful when standing against things you know are wrong because the scriptures reveal them to be wrong. Because just because Roman Catholicism also stands against these things, like abortion, it does not change the truth of Revelation 17 into a lie. John was struck with mega astonishment, not because he was faced with pagan Rome. He was living under that pagan persecution, but with the Roman church state under the popes who for centuries supported the killing of believers until their ability to do so was with impunity was stopped and have not repented of their blasphemies, their teachings, and their practices. Fourth, be very careful what you read. For just as the heresy of evolution is subtly put into articles to give you the idea that it is true, you can read helpful articles on other subjects written by convinced Catholics who will include the doctrines of demons of Roman Catholicism in their articles. Fifth, never give a professing Catholic the idea that you see the Roman Catholic Church as a valid church. If how I have sought to explain Revelation 17 is correct, and be Berean, brethren. But if it is, then what is written in Revelation 18 makes perfect sense. The church that in Rome that Paul wrote to is not the Roman Catholic Church of today or the past 1500 years. Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins and that ye receive not of her plagues. Sixth, one of the greatest mission fields in the world today are lost Roman Catholics who think the Roman Catholic Church is a church rather than an anti-church, who think the Pope is the vicar of Christ and not the Antichrist. But with the rise of neo-evangelicalism in the last 70 years, how many who profess to be evangelicals believe this? How many evangelicals believe that Roman Catholics need the saving gospel of Christ? And seventh, study and meditate on the truths of Scripture so that you don't need to study what the Roman Catholic Church and the popes teach. So when you hear the Pope pontificate and teach what he does, as you will most certainly do, you will know that he is teaching what he is teaching cannot be true because it contradicts the Scriptures of God and the saving gospel of God. The Roman Catholic Church under the Pope's desires to be seen, even expects to be seen as the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't think John would agree with that desire after being shown the things revealed in this chapter. Do you? Let us pray. Lord, give us the wisdom to seek your face, to understand your word, especially Revelation 17. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.